What is mercy? Mercy is a covenant action. It's a covenant. Then this action is rooted in God's compassion. If man gives you an advantage, regardless of your limitation, where disgrace meets grace, that is what mercy is. Lord, we give you all the praise. Lord, we give you all the honor. Lord, we give you all the thanksgiving. Lord, we give you all the adoration. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you. There's nothing you cannot do. You can do all things. What is that story that God cannot change? Shakatakarabakuria Baskanda. What is that life that he cannot turn around? Only if you can be with him. Father, we thank you. Father, we reverence you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And amen. You can have your seats. Praise the Lord. Oh my God. This God is amazingly Ture. So amazing. A woman that was looking for the fruit of the womb. And they have waited for a year plus, almost 2 years plus. God now blessed her with a baby boy. And remember, they said the sperm count was low plus infection. Or the low sperm count will produce triplets. I wonder. And was asking Chinwe, if it's you, what will you do? Thank God for that answer. If it's me, I will wait on God. It's either God or God. If it's me, I will wait on God. I will hold God tightly because there is nothing he cannot do. Even when she became pregnant of triplets, because she's neither looking for a baby boy nor girl. So Nkobuna, he didn't know that God gave her more than what she desired. It's a preaching of his own. You see that area you have struggled. God, when will you do it for me? God, when he wants to do it, he will embarrass you. He will embarrass you. He will give you more than what you prayed for. He will give you more than your expectation. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Sister Faith said, the first name came, the second name came, her name was not there. When she have already lose hope, when she thought it will not happen again. So many times when we come to our wit end is when God will step in. Do you know why? He don't want to share his glory with any man. Hope has risen and all that thing, but it didn't come. When she now relaxed in God, it came. That is how before you get home this evening, that testimony will be waiting for you. Before you conclude on God, God will step in. Quarter to shame, God will step in. Quarter to that mockery, God will step in. Quarter to that mockery, God will step in. And when he step in, those your mockers, we know that is Jehovah. Father, we are grateful. Thank you. Thank you, Ancient of Days. He knows how to answer prayer. Anakuzirichukwalu. Ihe di amma koneme. Anaya kuzirichukwalu. Ihe di ya makoneme adi akuziri yoro. Hey, ama kuziri chukwa. Igezi yogeme o. He answers in his time. He answers in his time. Father, we are grateful. Mama say she don't know what is even happening to her. How to go? God came using my face at night. Je gote ihe duta duta liye maka hoga. While she was still on it, God came using me again physically. Jeme ihe duta duta kiwelo woke. You won't miss the time of your visitation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. What is next on next two Thursdays? We have 5 Thursdays this month. Praise the Lord. It's a form of ingratitude. When God is blessing you and you don't want to bless others, you are just telling God, what will you do if I don't? You owe God appreciation by telling others, look at how God is changing my life. Please come. He will change your own life. Praise the Lord. So, it's an error to come alone, especially on that hour of mercy. Have God been blessing you? Don't come alone. Father, thank you. May your full presence follow these flyers. Let the lost be saved. Let the sick be healed. Let the bound be loose. Let the oppressed be delivered. Let the captive be set free. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of you have been following our Telegram channel program? Let me see your hand. Today is day what? Day 16. Today is day 16. It's remaining how many days? 5 days. Five days. Praise the Lord. I pity you if you have not been joining. Then if you have not been joining, you still have, number 5 is number of grace. So maybe God wants to have mercy on you and show you his grace. Praise the Lord. It has been awesome. Nothing short of it. It has been awesome. The prayer points are, oh my God, our guest speakers. Did you enjoy them? Did you enjoy the administration? Praise the Lord. You know, I've never invited any guest speaker. So if God is telling us invite this person or this person, he knows. He knows what he's doing. Praise the Lord. Don't miss it again. Find a way. Android phone, Poem Telegram. We always post the link in our WhatsApp platform. So you follow the link and join. It's a season of fasting and prayer. They said in Israel 8, the Bible said that they fasted and prayed. And what happened? And God heard them. So we are not calling on Baal. We are not calling on Amadioha. In fact, Amadioha even answers their own. Not to even talk about God of heaven, God of the universe. Why won't he answer? Praise the Lord. And so many times he have answers. He's just waiting for that act of obedience. Obey him and you will see your answer in your hand. Praise God. I also want to use this opportunity to thank all of us that stopped by yesterday to wish us happy 26th wedding anniversary. Praise the Lord. God is so faithful. That's all I can say. God has been faithful. Nobody teaches him what to do. He has done us well, and we are returning all the glory to him. Praise the Lord. So, Puem is a family. I'm grateful that I belong to this family. Where love is ruling. You don't feel cheated in any form. Praise the Lord. For the messages, for the calls, for the gifts. May God bless all of you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are still continuing in our series. What is the theme? What is the theme? Building a strong spirit. Building a strong spirit. Building a strong spirit. Praise the Lord. Why is it necessary that we build strong spirit? It's because you cannot give something that is tangible to an immature. No, you don't. You cannot carry your car key and give a child of 5 years, or even 10 years, or even 15. What will happen? That car will destroy that child. So do you know that at times, God doesn't say no to our prayers, but because he sees the level of our immaturity, he will withhold that answer to prayer so that we grow and develop more capacity that will accommodate that answered prayer. If not, the answered prayer will destroy us. So most time when God says wait, it's because he wants us to grow. Praise the Lord. That is why it's very, very necessary. Becoming born again is very good, but don't stop at it. When you just give your life to Christ, it's very good. Start growing. Praise the Lord. This evening again, I remember the first one was meditation. We dwelt on meditation for 4 weeks. Then the last one we did was on worship. Have you listened to that message again? Go back and listen to it and listen to it again and again. You are not just listening to know. You are listening to become. Praise the Lord. It will do you a lot of good. That is how to grow. You listen until it will become part of you. God taught me something that I've been doing fasting and prayer and so many to get. He just gave me a key. And before you know it, I switch, I say, wow, what is happening? Instruction. And you can't get instruction until you are still. Be still. And what? No. You can't know until you become still. Psalm 46. Praise the Lord. This evening again, he has another package for us to make us strong, to build that strong spirit. I want you to tell God, I'm here again. Let my word come. That word you have for me, let it come. May I not miss my word this evening. I want you to talk to God. Talk to God. Narekele Naro Tuto. For the great and mighty things that you have done. Narekele, narekele, narotuto. Chineke, idima. Mighty name we pray. Amen. Can I have your seat? Psalm 133 verse 1 to 3. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Okunerere, okunerere, ya bora mo ewo. Okunerere, okunerere, ya bora mo. While I was praying, not here at home, this afternoon, as I was just praying, I saw eyeglasses. So, and I was just asking God. He gave me my own, but there were still many. He said, by reason of this teaching this evening, so many people's eyes will be open. May you be that one person that will receive this sight. May you be that one person that will receive her sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When God wants to deliver his people, number one, he will send a man. Number two, he will send his word. Psalm 107 verse 20 says, he sent his word. Not prophecy, his word. And while we are just worshiping, I saw angels of God. I'm just seeing sparkles of light. I saw it in our midst. If you have never been serious with your life and destiny, this evening, please be serious. God is up to something. Praise the Lord. You will not miss the hour of your visitation in Jesus' name. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the bed of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garment. It is like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. If thy Bible is yours, underline the blessing. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17. Proverbs 27 verse 17. As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Praise the Lord. Another weapon that builds a strong spirit in a Christian is fellowship. Write it down, fellowship. This fellowship I am talking about is not with God. This one is with man. Fellowship. Yarabaka shakatarabakuria baskanda. Fellowship. What is fellowship? Fellowship is, number one, becoming acquainted with someone. Fellowship is becoming acquainted with someone. And when you become acquainted with somebody, what you do is to, you won't have option than to love that person. In John chapter 13 verse 35, let us read it. John 13 verse 35. Zagaraganda brokozo 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 brokozo. John 13 35, projected. By this, all we know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another. The reason why we know that you are a child of God or you are Jesus' disciple is when you have love for one another. Praise the Lord. As I told us that in this kingdom, you cannot do exploits without knowledge. That's why in Daniel chapter 11 verse 32b, paraphrase, it's only they that know their God that will do what? Praise the Lord. What does this show you? Knowledge is everything in this kingdom. In John chapter 17, there's what Jesus said again. This one was the master talking. The key to exploit, the key to anything in this kingdom is knowledge. When you are bankruptcy of knowledge, you can die like a chicken. John 17:1. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son, that your son also may glorify you too. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. For emphasis, verse 3. And this is eternal life, that they may do what? There can never be eternal life until you know. Do you know the type of knowledge the Bible is talking about? It's not just I read my Bible, I study Luke. And no, this type of knowledge is the knowledge that happened in the book of Genesis, where the Bible said that and Adam know his wife. What happened when he know his wife? Conception took place. And what happened? There was a delivery. They delivered what? A child. You cannot just use your mouth to tell me that you know. I know this, I know this, but your life is not showing it. Whenever there is knowledge, there will be a conception and there must be a delivery. If you know, what have you delivered? That is the question. Knowledge. If you know, what have you delivered? And I will always tell you that whenever you know what to do, what will happen? You live where you are. The reason why you are still stranded is because you don't know what to do. Any day you know what to do, what will happen? There will be a movement. It's not just reading books. When Adam knew his wife, something happened. Knowledge. That is, there were some things that was deposited. They that do know their God shall be strong. And now do what? Exploit. Exploit comes as a result of what you take time to load in you. You can't just wake up in the morning and start doing exploit. Exploit is as a result of knowledge. Verse 3 of John chapter 17. Karambata shakarabuku. Verse 3 of John chapter 17. Praise the Lord. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. No. How extent does you know him? internal life comes as a result of knowledge, not just confessing, I receive Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Because if you really know, there are some things you won't do. Praise the Lord. When a woman knows, or a man knows his wife, and there was conception takes place, there are some things that woman can never do. In the morning, you bring tea. Say, I won't take. In the afternoon, you bring eba. By that knowledge, it has implicated that woman not to behave anyhow. Not to even go anywhere. It's not what is pleasing to others that will be pleasing to her. Her life, by implication of that encounter, everything about her life changes. There are times she will be talking, she will be looking at you. What happened? She has been implicated by an encounter. And that is not my message this evening. But I'm telling us the power of knowledge. In this kingdom, if God is so mindful about fellowship, if you ignore it, something will be lacking in your life. We will see the need and see that there are some characters that are depriving us of our answers. Yesterday night, Pastor Victor Joseph was talking about how to receive answer. He talked about men. He talked about provision. He talked about strategies. That God is not, your brother or your sister is not jealous of you. How do I benefit from fellowship? This fellowship I'm talking about is with the brethren. It's not with the Father yet. We have been talking about how to hear from God, how to be still, how to do. This time around is from your own brother and sister. When Pastor Victor was talking, he said, if you neglect the gift of men, you may be stranded for your entire life. When God wants to answer, he won't come down again. What will he do? He will send men. Some people have despised their helpers in the making. Why? They didn't know that something good can come out from them. Can we read, what do they call it? Judges. The book of Judges. Karia Baskunda Yakata. Judges chapter 14, verse 12 to 14. Some people are stranded today because they neglected the gift of men that God brought their way. Oh God, when will you answer me? God, they have answered since. But because you are not discerning. We are reading Judges 14, 12 to 14. Then Samuel said to them, Judges, Samson said to them, let me pose a riddle to you. If you can correctly solve and explain it to me within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. But if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. And they said to him, pose your riddle that we may hear it. 14. So he said to them, out of the eater came something to eat. And out of the strong came something sweet. Now for 3 days they could not explain the riddle. What is the riddle?
The riddle is, out of the carcass came something to eat. What does it mean? Carcass is what you may not like to touch, not even to eat something out of it. But nevertheless, in that carcass, there was something that is sweet in that carcass. And he was asking them. And that is exactly what fellowship is with the brethren. That carcass is a man that the character is not so good. But there is something that you will take out of that man. What do you do? The carcass is dirty, but the honey is in it. And there's no way that you can lick the honey until you honor the carcass. Am I talking to some people this evening? Open your eyes. Your destiny may be tied to this message. I pray that what God did to me when I was preparing this message, he should do it to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have to ignore the smell of the carcass to lick the oil. How do I benefit from fellowship? Somebody is holding what belongs to you, but that person has anger issue. Elijah, my ministry is tied to you, but you didn't even tell me when you are going. I have served you for 21 years. Labored, pouring water on your hand. But you didn't even deem it necessary to tell your assistant pastor that you are going. Elijah said, the carcass may be filthy, but my honey is in it. I won't take note of your anger and your character. I will go for my destiny that you are holding. What I'm saying in effect is, there is so much, because we are man, is earthen vessel. Why you are waiting for him or her to change? Don't ignore that there is something that he or she is carrying that will better your life. I can't condone this anger, it's too much. Then you will stay without fulfillment of a destiny. Praise the Lord. Marakashakatakata. Know that they are human. And not God. Know that there are faults. But there are things God have deposited in them that will better your destiny. What I'm saying is, whatever that you are looking for, you will see in any church until you enter. It's only when you enter you see. Then the things you want to see is the one you will see. So this church is like this. It's in every church. So this church is like this. It's in every church. Because church is like a psychiatric hospital. There are some that their own case is so severe that they have to change them. There are some that their own case is, is troublesome that they have to give them drug. They continually give them drug to sedate them. There are some that their own are minor. They just need counseling, talking to. You just keep on talking to them so that they will get themselves. Nevertheless, in a psychiatric hospital, you must see all this. And the church is like one. If you are looking for a perfect man, you won't see it. If you are looking for a perfect man, please tell me that you are perfect. And if you have looked at yourself and you are not perfect, you won't see one. So unu di otua, go idimma. So unu di otua, idimma. Whatever you are looking for, in a place you see it. Anyone you see in the church, in the fellowship, please note for emphasis, is still a project in God's hand. What of you? Anyone you see, including Nkechi Tony, is still a project where? In God's hand. No eat and no peace. I'm telling you how you will benefit from fellowship. Another one means of celebrate what God has deposited in others. Brethren, you are not the only champion. The choir sang so well. Appreciate them. Do you know that there are some people that are very, very stingy in appreciation? But when it's criticism, they are gifted to criticize. If your appreciation cannot measure with your condemnation, keep quiet. Some people that can never appreciate you without bringing themselves into the scene. They sang very well, but assuming they gave me that mic, you people will have seen something else. You want to project yourself, but you didn't see that it's necessary to appreciate others. Brethren, if you want to benefit from others' appreciation, it's a must. The choir cannot say because we are sitting at the front. The usher that we stand until the end of the fellowship, they are not doing anything. The usher we are seeing that they are standing cannot say, hey, we the usher, we are the one. That is why the fellowship is working. What of those that came secretly to mop the house and clean the chairs? What am I saying? I'm saying that how you come, Amiriano, more fofo. Celebrate others. Celebrate others. Celebrate others. Some people are not sitting where you will see them, but there are some people that are fasted from Friday to another Thursday to make sure that the spiritual atmosphere you are sitting and hearing the word of God is conducive for you. Celebrate others. Don't think that without you, nothing should happen. Everybody is important. Sometimes when you don't feel like celebrating all that, do you know the problem? Eh? Insecurity, pride, and ego. I'm coming there. When you celebrate group, you celebrate individual. Like, you can just imagine me coming. If not me, there is nothing like a poem. It's me and me alone. Very wrong. I was in a place for some time. The pastor, for once, have never appreciated you will leave your house by 8 in the morning. You will come back by 8, almost 3 or 4 times in a week. Not for once has he ever decided to say, hey, you people are trying to obey this, remain him just. Not once. One day I sat down and I said, God, does it mean there are some things that we are just doing wrong all through? There are not some things that we are doing well that deserves appreciation. Do you know what God told me? Can I tell you? God told me I should wait, that he will not go far. Oh. In those days, God, you know, when I start, his voice will be ringing like radio. If I ask any question, he answers it without. Like now, he may even answer it by doing like this. It's left for me to pick it. But that time, the voice was accurate. Because by now, I supposed to have grown. He just told me, I should wait and look that it will not last. And the person I'm telling you about is late. You are the only one that is perfect. But flaws are all over your body. You cannot see something that is good. People that are laboring for you to appreciate. See, I should watch and see that he won't go far. Celebrate individuals. Celebrate groups. Do you know what happened? Let me share this thing that happened to me. While we were preparing for, what do they call it? 26th anniversary. So, day before yesterday, my husband came and said, hey, you know, I've always celebrated you. You know, I've always appreciated God because of you. And for this 26th anniversary, look at what I have for you. He gave me his gift. I thanked him and others. So, fast forward to yesterday. But I didn't come out. I was indoors praying. So, we were just there. And then I prayed, I sang. I was just busy with God in my normal way. Around 12 or thereabout, Holy Spirit asked me, the man that celebrated you, does it mean that you don't have anything to celebrate him with? Eh? I jump out of bed. I went to take my bath. So that I'll go and look for what to use to celebrate him. Does it mean that he's not doing anything worth celebrating? I called Jajima. Jajima, you are taking me out now. I've taken my bath. I've done it. Waiting for Jajima. I sat down. I said, Holy Spirit, he said, I thought you don't know what to do. You can tell Jajima what to buy. and stay with me. I now gave Jachima my card, told him what to go and buy, and continued doing what I was doing. And that was it. I just kept it where he will see it. Him and Anna Babol. So before Anna Bacha born, Allah Gurumu Wom. Is this morning that he came? And immediately he saw it. He told me. He asked me, I used to buy that thing before. He just said he went straight. Oh, he anniversary came up here. That was the, he never knew what I discussed with the Holy Spirit. Why am I telling you this story? The best way to communicate a principle is by example. So, Mbojo said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I said, hey, I'm a mihenje. Why emba ana papa? Why emba de papus? Come and see my head swelling. And he didn't know that it happened because of Holy Spirit. If I want to come back again, I will marry you. He was just saying all manner. Hey, name that. If they ask you now, what is the one thing that you regret? And say, you kidnapped me. Not you. What is your only regret? I say, you kidnapped me. If they allow me, I say, won't you choose me? I say, reverse it first. We laughed. Are you learning anything? We just laughed. Celebrate. This life is so sweet. Oh. The other day, why we do workers' meeting, I told us that the person you are gossiping, backbiting, and you can never receive anything from that person. You can never see something good. Have somebody offended you and you don't know what to do, go and start praying for that person. Automatically, you will start loving that person. You will not see that that problem is satanic program against him that's waiting for your intercession. Can I shock you? As you are seated in this fellowship, do you know how God answers prayer? Vertical and horizontal. Are you aware that I'm sitting where Sister Chimwa and Ngozi is sitting? I'm sitting among them. And God now came down. Eh? If Sister Chimwe has it, and Sister Ngozi doesn't have, do you know that God will take from Sister Chimwa and give to Ngozi? You don't know? You better know. You better know. If you are in church and the person that is sitting beside you is making noise, leave that person. It's a serious business. Do you know that you can be praying? All of us are praying to receive from God. But you don't know that your neighbor is having what you are looking for. God will just connect you to that neighbor to feed from the neighbor. You don't know. Have you known now? I'm telling you. You are just with me and we are praying. God can open your eyes because of me. What did Samuel told Saul? As you are going, you will meet some people, company of prophets. Then what will happen to you? I, God, will come down and open your eyes. As he was with the company of prophets, what happened? he started prophesying that people say, wow, is Saul also among the prophets? Ribaka shakatara bakuri. Maruka sakata katakata. Zikata katakata kata. Baraka shikiti kiti kiti. Muruko shima katakata kata. We receive vertically from God and we receive horizontally. You see a family that is thriving and your own marriage is shaking. And you are crying unto God. God will not come down. God will just connect you to the grace of that man or woman that is sitting beside you. You will be so shocked that before your husband talks one, you are talking ten. That night, your husband is talking. Oh, Gassi, where are you coming from? Because one word will not come out from your mouth. What happened? You contacted a grace. And automatically, your own will start working. Benity from the fellowship. Please, be secured enough to admit that you don't have it all. I was humbled. One of my mentors called me and said, "Hey, so, 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 and so, I want you to pray for that person." When he finished talking, I started laughing. I didn't want to talk. I said, "Okay, I've heard you. Let me pray." I went to pray. And God did not just talk to me. He opened my eyes. And I saw some things. In the morning, I called him back. I said, "God has spoken to me concerning that case." I said, "What did he say?" I started laughing. After laughing, I said, "Do you know why I'm laughing?" He said, "No." I said, you prayed that nothing happened. You want to, in one person, he laughed. He said, "No, that is not it. That is not it." That he believed that when we gather to pray, God will answer. Brethren, it takes a heart that has been worked by God to do it. I meet another man of God. I say, "Hey, this person can prophesy." I say, "He's trying, but he didn't even match me." I'm not exaggerating. You know, I won't lie. I'm in the pulpit. He's trying, but have you seen me where I prophesy? His prophecy don't match me. Oh, yeah, you want it again? Celebrate that person first before we now come to you. And are you the one introducing yourself to me? Do you know why? Insecurity. Be secured enough to see that your sister or your brother have something to offer. It's insecurity that will make you, when people gather and give you counsel, you refuse to take it because your own is the highest. And that is why you are falling into ditch. And nobody is talking about it. And if you are not careful, you will fall into destruction. It's not me that said it. It's Solomon in Proverbs. It's not me. Destruction. Not untabiaya kagi bibigi. Nzota de kwayozo. Oh, Bible Igbo. Not untabiaya kagi bibugi. Nzota agai kwa de onzo. Be secured enough to know that you don't have it all. Be secured enough to know that your sister or your brother have something to offer. Do you know? Okay, let me give you an example. When I met Agorek Onogweba, When I met Anrik, Anrik Akoroto, yes. When I met her, this is the year 2000. When we met, Anrik, I can see, eh? So, when we met, I'm just a sister scripture union. I see not often. That time, I don't even hear much. My gifts have not been sharpened. So, and I met her. She told me, you don't even know Nibu Nukuya Mama. There are some people that you will pray and impart the spirit of prophecy. They will start prophesying. But there are some people that the prophecy is in them. They just need to sharpen it. You just boom, enter into the prophetic. He said, you, nobody will impart you. It's in you. I say, wow, how? So, as I was dedicated to serving God, she became my friend. We started working. And I honor her. Very, very, till today, I honor her. She's in my payroll. Till date. Do you know what happens? When we gather to pray, she will be seeing everything that we are praying about. By that time I've developed, I'm now hearing God. All the thing that he saw, I heard it, but I didn't see. Are you hearing me? She was secured enough in her field. If I want to describe like Edison now, God will tell me, somebody that is slim, dark in complexion, wearing green. He can even tell me the color of the shoe. If I describe it this in that time, you won't believe that I didn't see vision. But I didn't see vision as at that time. I only heard God. The voice was so clear in my ear. But we didn't bewitch each other. What am I telling you? There is something that somebody must have that you will look out for. Not only I'm saying, if I bring Bible to open, everybody will stand to hear me. And that time, pray, before even my husband, after wedding, he traveled back, before I conceive, we were praying one night, Aureka say, an angel came with a wrap of baby. And hey, Nketoni, one. A way of conception. Clear. So, will I now look down on her? That I'm the only one that can hear. We'll be praying, I'll be seeing, I'll be hearing, she'll be seeing. At a time, God started opening my eyes. I know when he opened my eyes. It's like, you know how you buy something, tear rubber. I will now see this my eye inside that they are turning the nylon. That was how he started opening my eyes and see, hey, so now I am kind of maybe here. Now, if God wants to, like last 2 weeks, I saw where I was in an aircraft and that aircraft window. I saw it. He was expanding it. I say, "Hey, when you are aircraft window, name expand." I say, "Oh, see this thing. This thing I'm seeing is your. I'm working on your eyes. Are you hearing me? What am I saying? I wasn't envious or jealous or insecure. I saw dangerously into her life." I was on salary by my husband. Like how I will spend like 7/10 on her. That time. I was not insecure. Because I know that Chineke Agbawa Hamaka. And how can I even get it when I'm insecure? Oh, when I want to pray, mature no get no sense of more. Where, how, when, where, how, why? It's not done. Keep your ego. Tell your neighbor. Keep your ego. You don't have it all. Keep your ego. Don't be, maybe some people will come and, let me tell you, it didn't end that. Before I will conceive, God will give me date. It's no date of EDD, no, date of conception. That's how God worked with me. But it doesn't mean if somebody gives me prophecy concerning the child and carry away, I forgot them yet. No. No. When I was, I think like 3 months carrying Chimdi, before they come, I know God will tell me. Even after doing do-do, God will say, I'll just bless you. I will tell my husband, I don't know. Now, Holy Spirit just told me that He has blessed me with a baby boy. And that was it. And like in 3 months, when I was carrying him, No. Allow that person to express his or her own gifts. I forgot the one on one walk on one home coach. Praise the Lord. There must be something in your brother or sister's life that you need that you don't have. That is exactly what I'm saying. Deal with pride. Deal with ego. When I met people, especially the male ministers, I don't use my mouth to tell them my life or what God is doing. It's intentional. There are times they will even trample you up. Yes, not ever I had those egg. Until when God will bring you out. I'll just keep quiet. I am not a banker. Or now I call exploits. Yeah. You know, when I went to this place, God did this. God, I know how to talk to me. I know this. I know. Thank God. It's you that this generation need. Until a way opportunity. Eh? Oh yeah, come on, yeah, no. Is it not better? Deal with pride. Deal with ego. And feel secured. Maybe somebody that you are training, God is bringing that person, growing that person more than you. Don't go and start looking for how you will kill that person. And don't say you won't teach that person because no gakage. Then you don't know God. The bread you shed is the bread that will multiply. If you don't share it, it will never multiply. It's insecurity that will make you feel or think that when you give it to them, they will become, hey, that I trained a child and that child is bigger than me. Is it not my pride? Hey, if you see how I'll be doing guy. Royalty, mother's blessing. Yeah, with animal, that's a blessing. Why should I? Insecurity. insecurity will make you to try to kill that person. Then if Saul didn't succeed in killing David, who told you you will succeed? Instead, Saul died. And that is why they are dying. That is why some of them are dying. They are dying. They are dying. I'm coming to that place. They are dying. Karabaka shakarabakuria. Muroko shiki tiki tiki tiki. What do we gain when we do it together in peace, in unity? Peace. Psalm 113:1. Praise the Lord. 133, where we read before. 133, sorry. Behold, how good and pleasant. Pleasant it is for brethren to dwell. When we dwell in peace, it's pleasant. It's pleasant. When we dwell in peace, it produces power. Do you know at times in a fellowship, the power of God will come and be lifted without doing anything? Do you know why? Because there is disunity. When there is no unity, answers to prayers are hindered. Don't be the reason why God is not answering the prayer in your fellowship. One day God opened my eyes. Do you know that when Pastor Jerry Eze started in 2020, the grace of God and what God is doing today was not here. Do you know what God told me? Not now, no, many, many years ago. One of the reasons you are seeing this thing that is happening is unity. It's not him alone, no. That nations of the world are gathering at a particular time, calling on God. God cannot be deaf. That is what is making that power to explode. There is unity. Something will happen here. We'll take it to altar of fire. What do you think that is? Unity. When there is unity, it produces power. Unity can give you what 100 days fasting cannot give you. The brethren are dwelling in unity. It produces power. Whenever there is bankruptcy of power and you have tried what all that you know, check the unity of the group. It contributes so much. Where there is backbiting, where there is gossiping, where there is slandering, where there is the, Suleiman called it last Sunday, the voice of the third person. Do you know the voice of the tongue? When somebody will say what you didn't even think about, then that person will say you are the one that said it. The voice of the third person. I call it in Igbo, Ebubo. Weru chebom chuku amago nke mere. Ebubo. Then when you want to shut up, I say you do it. You didn't think about it. You didn't even think of it. It didn't cross your mind. When they brought out the information, you can't even tell. Even Jesus said that a house that is divided against itself cannot stand. When there is unity, when a brother falls down, you won't go and start celebrating his downfall. Do you know that there are some people that will give testimony? People will be wishing their downfall in their hearts. Then what is witchcraft? It's not done. If you are doing it, repent now. Because God is coming. Do you know that part of my ministry is judgment? You know? You don't know. You better know. You better know. Is that area because of the clause God put that area? But even when I don't want to go, at times God will go and do it and report back to me. He has done it to several. You touch me by mistake, you die by correction. It's true. You don't, no matter who you are, there are sometimes people around me will make me, and I'll start praying for them before God's judgment. It's a covenant. There's a way you will walk to God. He will just place his jealousy on you. How long in anno? That I didn't know. No trace. Chineke choro wadibye je. Suleiman batara na bem on Sunday. I was on, I don't know how many days, but I'm praying. He just walked in and said, daughter, that witch doctor that is against your ministry just expired. I didn't know any witch doctor. I don't know. You see, witch doctor against my ministry. How? This happened on Sunday. On Monday, the person became sick. By Tuesday, he told them to take him to the hospital. Ninth mile, he gave up. That is how far God can secure a life that he is interested in. I didn't know. I was just praying, crying for my purpose, future, ministry. God, then you can imagine when I put your name in my list. When there is unity, growth is inevitable. When I cannot pray, and I saw that Brother Chidi can pray, and I report to Brother Chidi, he said, give me 3 days. You say your prayer life did what? No, now give me 3 days. He will pray and get back to you. Why won't you grow? I'm finding it difficult to read the Bible. How do you read this Bible and understand? He said, hey, on here, let us have a meeting by 4 p.m. So. Here, just 2 hours. Why won't there be growth? There will be growth. But when you refuse to grow, there is consequence. And I'm going to show you in the scripture. Zagarabakuria Baskanda, 1 Corinthians 11. We will start reading from 27. Morokoshima Kama. But my emphasis is in verse 31 to 32. 1 Corinthians 11. He's talking about the body of Christ. Do you know that you are the body of Christ? Do you know that poem is body of Christ? Let's read it. My emphasis is in 31 and 32. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drink in an unworthy manner eat and drink judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, note it. For this reason, many are weak, underline weak, and sick, underline sick, among you. And many do what? Sleep. Why are they sleeping? When you keep on butchering the body of Christ, brethren, when you gossip against any man of God, you are butchering the body of Christ. When you gossip against your brother or sister, you are butchering the body of Christ. You are breaking it. You are not discerning. Are you hearing me? Could this be why your prayer points have been hanging in the air and you can't assess it? Because of this, you have been sick, treating malaria. Malaria refused to go. You have been weak. You can't do anything. You are not strong. This particular weakness could be weak to pray, weak to evangelize, weak to fast. You don't just have that stamina to engage on anything because you have been manhandling his body and Jesus is not happy. Then some has fallen asleep. God will now decide that the person should come home. Do you know that there are deaths that are not pleasant in his eyes? You don't know? You better know. Why is he deciding that that person should die? Oh yeah, 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Can you use NIV? Can you use NIV, please? NIV. But if we judged ourselves, we will not come under judgment. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Do you know what it means? When God judges you and you fall asleep, bagoto enigwe, obrugodo boys quarter, obrugodo na bench, niweho mansion, no bench. So that you will not be judged like the world. Do you know the world that is talking about? Do you know how they will be judged? Lake of fire. I wept when I read this. I wept. Is there any way that I have been breaking his body unworthily? Don't tell me that I should talk to them. You are not among. Is there any way you have been butchering your sister or your brother? When you keeping those sins, brother, brethren, I've prayed for somebody and God said I will not answer. I told him, in fact, I saw revelation where the person died. I said, I saw you there, though. Look at what God done. I'm a candidate of God's mess. I said, leave this thing. I'm a candidate of God's mess. Not up to 6 months, he died. They now called me Biapotoye Wula. He said, we be grace, huh? You know, it's you people that will claim what you are not. Me, I didn't have that grace, so for now. The grace is coming, but for now. The grace I have is to tell you to depart from iniquity. That's the grace I have. If you refuse to hear this one, it won't. Ijechere. When I finished praying, I saw something like thick cloud being rolled away. I knew I shouldn't joke with this message. Has heaven concluded on you that you'll be sick and sleep, or you'll be weak and sick because of your attitude towards his body? That marriage you break, what will you gain from it? That sister, you hindered her marriage. You sneakily went to the brother. Is it the person you want to marry? Check it. I didn't say anything. But I said check it. But you didn't say anything. But you have put asunder. God's judgment is waiting. I saw a sharp flaming sword what way are you breaking his body? You will go to the bush and hit the bush. You will come out and hey, what is happening in that bush? But you are the one. God told me one day, mind your thoughts when you are with me. Mind your words when we are with people. What have you said that made God to be so annoyed? You go to some, no, they are not here. You bring out a man of God. He preached for almost 2 hours. You didn't see anything until you saw one error. You will now screenshotted it and posted it. So gain what? Content. Content that will content you to hellfire. Did you hear that man that was mimicking Bishop Oyedepo? They call him son of the prophet. Do you know why he left that business? He said out of 1,000 followers he had, 970 was against him. 970 out of 1,000. Is that a good business? He left it. He ran. He was mimicking the man. His life was becoming worse. He was creating content. 970 was against him. Only 70 was. Oh, 970. Only 30 was for him. Out of 1,000. What kind of business is that? Loss. Brethren, they may not look good. Their behavior must be, but you are not their caller. Leave them. If you are so pained, kneel down in your room and lift them up to God. If they leave what they are doing, will you do it? Will you do it? To do 6 to 12 fasting is so difficult for you. Ndi Igbo si na owe ihe ga emi yare iko kokoko e yare funshi obrugodu nke poronku. You will see some faults. There are some that I'll be so angry. You know, because of my position, people calls me, tells me in confidence so many things. I'll be so furious. I repented. I say, God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I was pained. It's not in my place. It's not in my place to judge. I leave them alone. I move on with my life. So that I will not fall asleep before my time. In what ways have you break his body on one daily? Who is that person? Our priest didn't do it well. He called you in and pray for him. He's a carcass smelling. But there is a honey. There is a honey you need and you will like. And you must take. You have to ignore the smell of the carcass for you to eat the honey. Oh Lord, I've said a lot. Those people are not in good terms. It's because of what I say. You put your ears in the wall. You hear. Instead of you to keep quiet. Is it not the same thing that happened to Noah's son? There are three. The other saw their father's nakedness. This one went and started saying it. In his drunk state. Look at how he's messing up. He said a lot. And I learned that boy is an African. The other one went to look for rapper
and went in with their back. I don't want to see my, though he's my father, he's drunk, but I'm not permitted to see his nakedness. It's my duty to cover my father. How many fathers or mothers have you brought to the whole world to see? Ihe a na-ese ezo, ọ bụrụ gowa na akọ ya. Oye siri gị na ndị ọzọ afọ ya. When I was preparing this, do you know a question God told me? He said, I should go and study Bishop Abioye. I've been studying, I have his book on stewardship. They didn't treat him well. But in all that he's saying, have you ever heard him speak about where he's coming from? Except for good. And you thought he's not wise. Oye megide no man bia kohuya na social media. Let me talk my own talk. Not for once. He didn't even change father because of it. He didn't change father. The royalty is still intact. If you are God, won't you bless him? Brethren, the carcass is smelling, it's rotten, it's smelling. But God is saying this evening, leave the smell. There is honey in it. We are going to pray. I want you to cry. I want you to see what I saw. I saw that there are prayers that are hindered. Well, how God showed me, I saw answers. You know, this is our fasting season. I saw answers to prayer, but they are hanging. Because we are breaking the body, his body, unworthily. Let us pray. I want you to talk to God. In any way, is it with this my mouth? Show me mercy. I want you to pray from the depth of your heart. God told me that your eyesight is connected to this prayer. Eyesight could be vision. It could be vision that God wants to open your eyes to show you what to do your tomorrow. It could be prophetic. Anyhow you take it, I don't know. Are you weak in your body because of this? Are you sick because of this? You have not fallen asleep, but you may be on the road to falling asleep. I want you to ask God. This is another weapon that builds your spirit. Strong spirit. I want you to talk to God. I want you to mean it and talk to God. Talk to God from the depth of your heart. Tell God, take me. Take me in that mobile courtroom where you search me. In Psalm 139 verse 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and see if there is any sin in me. Lead me to the path of righteousness. I am so sorry. Don't assume that you are pure. Don't assume it. Express it to God. Show me mercy. That day I talked about that pastor, Lord, I'm sorry. That day I talked about my brother, Lord, I'm sorry. That day I talked about my sister, Lord, I'm sorry. I am here now begging you to show me mercy. His blood is available. Mary Mamara, Amaragi Kamnario, Mary Mamara, Agune Chemba, Papa,
Mary Mamara,
Oyo Biebere, Do,
Mary Mamara.
Amaragi Kamayo,
Mary Mamara.
I want you to ask for mercy.
Bible say we should come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Come boldly. Come boldly. Shakarabaka sabrokutu. Shakarabaka subroko shibrakata. There's somebody here. God is showing me cold. Cold. You have attack of cold in your two lungs. Who is that person? Cold. Please, can you come out? Cold. In your two lungs. Cold. If you are that person, come out. Let me lay my hands on you. Shakatakarabakuria baskanda. Zugeribokoropakoto. Tell God whatever that you did that is hindering your prayers, that this night let that embargo be lifted. Ropokoshima katarabakuria baskanda. I am telling you the answers to prayer you will see and receive as a result of this prayer. You'll be so shocked. That unhealable sickness, this evening, you look for it, you won't see it. In your two knees, he's taking it away. They call it arthritis, but God called it sick unto death. Maraka shakata. Repo popo. O kaka. Mere mamara. Amaragi kam na yo. Mere mamara. Agune chemba. Biko. Mere mamara. Oyo pie bere do. For a particular set of people. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, she's healed in Jesus' name. I want to pray for a particular set of people. There is somebody that offended you. The person who offended you, we know. But you are finding it very difficult to let go. The pain is much, but you want to let go sincerely. You hate this world, you want to let go. Because you are the one holding yourself. Your prayers cannot be answered. God is not asking you, is he the one or is she the one that offended you? But this is a clarion call this evening. When God opened my eyes, there were many. It's an opportunity to release that person. That grace will be released so that your own blessing will come. I want you to come out. Run out is not just for run. Agune chemba, papa.
Mere mamara o. Oyo pie bere do. Mere mamara. Amaragi kamnayo, mere mamara. Agune chemba, papa, mere mamara. Oyo pie bere do, mere mamara.
Yes, this is how God showed me. God cannot lie. I told you they were many. Now, do you know what to do? Pray now and release them. You can call their name. Sister Ngozi, I release you. Sister Precious, I release you. Brother Obinna, I release you. You offended me. I'm releasing you to God. I release you. That offense cannot remain with me. I want you to pray sincerely. Pray it sincerely. Let them go. Sharabakata. They offended you, but you want to let go. Let them go. You can't continue with it. Because it's hindering your own prayer. Shakarabaka shebrukotu. Ribabaka shabruko subrakata. Yakata karabakuria baskanda. Zegere bokuria baskanda yakata. Yakarabaka shire bokuria baskanda. Yakarakata bruko subruko shibrakata. Yakarakata bruko shebrukotu. Oh my God. If you need to cry, cry, it's okay. Cry, cry, it's okay. Shakata kata 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 kata. Mwe Jesus biara o. Ike ni lo yilo gada. It's a season of answered prayer. It's a season of holding your evidence in your hand. Ike ni lo yilo gada. Jesus. Oye neme ma. Jesus. Oye ngugo bimo. Some people away your life. They even wanted to kill you. It's okay. Makasha kata kata kata. Reboko si makata kata kata kata. Yakata kara kata brokoso brokoto brokoto. Yakara kata brokoso brokoso brokoto brokoto. Ngesogi chineke. Ngesogi iwonserem obaragi. Asikwarina uwadu machuki unazata ngesogi ngesogi onye nzapo.
You never expected it.
I want to let you know that God can restore. There's no life that He cannot restore. Let go. Make up your mind today. Wave bye-bye to that offense. Let that offense wave back to you. You will never have anything to do with that offense. And see how God will enter into you.
To go God's way, to rest on my mind.
It's okay. Father, thank you. Thank you for these ones. Thank you. You are the God that searches heart. Can you give me Acts 1:24? God searches the heart. He knows what is in your heart. He knows what is in the heart. Ribakata. And they prayed and said, you, O Lord, who knows the heart of all. God knows the heart of all. He knows how to handle it. Since you have not handled it, why not let it go? Leave it to God. Jehovah is the one that recompenses me. He knows how to handle my offender. I don't bother myself cracking my head. Father, thank you. Thank you. I am seeing God giving people white handkerchief, wiping away these tears. And you know when God wipes away tears? As he wipes it away, he releases restoration instantly. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you for this healing. Thank you. Whatever you have done, whatever that I have lost as a result of this, let there be restoration. Let there be restoration in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Is there anybody battling with depression? It's what I just said. I'm a member of a congregation. I just saw depression is a spirit. And when that spirit enters into your body, it will make you to see only your problem. It can't even allow you to see what God is doing in your life. And if you are not careful, you start thinking suicidal. Whosoever that is under the influence of my voice and that spirit of depression is tormenting you, I command that spirit, let them go! Let them go! In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You can go back to your seat. Please raise up your offering. This is a season of giving. And it's also a season of receiving. It's a season of receiving from God. Raise your offering. Kurabaka shakata kata kata kata. I've made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. I have made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Father, we thank you. You've given more than enough for us. We are giving you this little, this token, token of love, token of appreciation. We pray that you will perfect all that concerns us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Go in peace. You will continue to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. This week, no running helter-skelter for you. Before you knock at any door, it is wide open. I decree and declare, your prophetic helpers are under pressure to release what belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we share the grace in fellowship of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Youth on Sunday. We have youth fellowship on Sunday. Time is 3 p.m. It's a season of worship. Please don't miss it for anything. God bless you. Season of worship. God bless you. 3 p.m.